Could be spending a little bit here. Bob, do you want to go ahead and talk about the repeaters and what we're looking to do?
Yeah, okay. So we've historically had the 4-3 repeater at Rattlesnake. And then a few years ago, I set up a GMRS repeater at Rattlesnake. Greg set up a Skywarn repeater at Rattlesnake. So now we've got three up there. I think it's full occupancy at this point. But with the exception of Greg's repeater, the other two repeaters don't seem to serve the Phillipsburg Borough as well as we'd like. And so what we were thinking was, well, we used to have another VHF repeater in the borough. It was located at the Chester Hill Borough Building. And for a couple of different reasons, I guess shortly after I became a member, the board of directors decided they wanted to take that repeater down. So that repeater's been more or less off the air. The 6-4 has been off the air for a couple of years now. But it's working. It's ready to be reinstalled. We just need to find a site for it. I've been putting together bits and pieces here to build a new repeater for GMRS, a second repeater, with the idea of serving the Phillipsburg Borough and the Moshannon Valley more broadly. And thinking of that as something as like a community service from the club, if we can make that a club repeater at some point, I'd be willing to just donate everything, make it officially property of the club. And so that's the second repeater. And then the third repeater, Darren's had for many years at his house, a digital repeater that has been D-Star all along, but now we're adding DMR capability to that. And so basically three repeaters that we'd like to find a home for, somewhere that would give really excellent coverage in Phillipsburg Borough and the surrounding communities up and down the Route 53 in the Moshannon Valley. So we've got a couple of candidate sites we've been looking at, and one of those is the district court building at the industrial park going out of Phillipsburg towards State College. If you stand in the parking lot up there and look around, you've got a really good view of the horizon. It's owned by Centre County, and so and Cody has done some work up there on the security cameras a couple of years ago, and so he was familiar with the structure. And so we went up there yesterday and had a meeting. It was Darren and Cody and I got permission to go in the one end of the building, which is basically a storage room. It's pretty big. It's not very full. And we were looking at the possibility of could we locate some repeaters there if we got permission. I think the structure would be suitable. We've done some propagation studies using computer software, and the propagation looks excellent from there, especially for the 6-4, but because 2 meters, as you know, propagates better anyways than the higher frequencies. But bottom line is it would be a great location for our repeaters that would serve the Phillipsburg directly. And by the way, I should mention the 6-4, Cody's planning to link that to the 4-3. So basically it would be one system, the 4-3 and the 6-4. It's just that you'd be able to use an HT in the borough and probably even inside of a building with very good signal. So bottom line is we got some initial ideas on how we might be able to do something at the district court building. And so I took a couple pictures and wrote it up and sent it over to Carmine. And I guess he's going to maybe run it by some of the powers that be and just see if there's any possibility that we might be considered for that.
Hey, Bob. Thanks. And I'll just interject here. The repeater is what we're trying to do. Like you said, coverage of Phillipsburg has been terrible ever since I've been in the club. This is a long overdue project, and I want to see it through. And then with the GMRS, what Bob was talking about, GMRS, it can be part of the club, but it's kind of like a separate part. Or I don't want to say separate. It's going to be a service that we provide for the community as the club does. The individual has to license it. It can't be licensed to the club. One of the individuals, if something would happen to Bob, somebody would have to step up and put their GMRS license on that, take it over. The club cannot actually have in the club, say, call sign. So, and then if people want to donate to that, they donate to that. They want to donate to amateur, if you want to donate to both. And that's how we're going to kind of run this. And that we're just going to use that. And I feel it already that GMRS has brought us some new amateurs in to the radio. We had a guy got GMRS, then he got his amateur. I think it's like a little bit of a stepping stone. People get their feet wet and they say, hey, you know, I want to become an amateur. So I think it'll be a good service for the community. At least we can say we're doing something. And anybody needs to get it, wants to get an amateur, I mean, a GMRS call sign, they can use the repeater. And hopefully we can get them talking to becoming an amateur. So that's where that stands. And I just want to let everybody know, Bob has put every penny into this repeater. There's not been a nickel of club money go into this. And that's just want to put that out there. So, because I've been questioned, are we an amateur radio club or are we a GMRS club? So just.
Yeah, but maybe I can just say a word there. So the way I'd like to do this is all I'm really asking for is I've up to this point I've pretty much funded both of the repeaters myself. There've been some welcome donations of things and long-term loans of things. Tom Pekosh has loaned me some filters and a duplexer and some other things. So I don't want to take all the credit, but basically it hasn't cost the club a penny and I want to keep it that way. Really what I'm looking for is I want to enable people in the community, in Phillipsburg and the surrounding communities, to communicate for themselves in times when they would want to, whether that's just some people out hunting or whether that's people, recreation at Black Machanin Park, which we're covered there with the Rattlesnake GMRS repeater. You could be on a kayak at one end of Black Machanin Lake and your family could be at a campsite and you could be talking through the repeater. Or you could be talking to somebody back home through the repeater in Phillipsburg. So that's the kind of thing I want to enable for. So in good times when everything's fine, that people can use it for recreation and just keeping in touch with family, which is what the GMRS band is really for. But also if we have like a severe flooding event and people are out of their homes or something, maybe some people in the community would find it useful just to keep in touch with other people in the community. Not as anything to do with an emergency. You know, I would be very careful to say to everybody, if you have an emergency, call 911. That's the first thing everybody needs to know. This is not any kind of a substitute. We don't want to encroach on any of that stuff. But basically just a way for people in the community who choose to get licensed for GMRS, which doesn't require a test, to communicate amongst themselves. And I'm hoping there will be a small group of community volunteers who if I publicize this, like in the Phillipsburg Journal, that people will say, yeah, I'd like to do that, or I've already got a GMRS license, and basically start having weekly nets on the Phillipsburg repeater, which we're already having on the Rattlesnake GMRS repeater, and just build up a community of GMRS people, again, so that, because there's only so many hams, and we can only do so much, and if there's a need in the community for people to communicate, I'd like to empower people to communicate for themselves. So in terms of the funding, I basically, my thinking is, I'll build the repeaters, get everything working, run the weekly nets, basically do it all. But what I really need from the club is just that this is seen by the community as something the club is doing. And then in the event of my demise, that it has a future, that it doesn't just stop. That the club would at that point, the club would provide a way for people to donate money and just keep a fund so that if something dies, I mean, I've already paid for a backup battery, an antenna, a controller board. I mean, I think I've got about $1,700 in the one that I'm building for Phillipsburg, and I'm perfectly willing to donate all that and put it in writing that that's club property, and the only maintenance required would be maybe every 5 to 7 years a new backup battery or something like that, and the way to pay for that, I think, is just to have a separate fund where people can say, oh, I'm using GMRS, let me donate to your GMRS fund. And I've already had some people who've asked how to do that are using GMRS. They've asked if they could give us money. So I just want to make it possible for them to support something that they themselves would like to have. So I guess I've said enough, but I just want to make it really clear. I'm not asking for any funding from the club. I don't want to take anything away from amateur. And I think it might be a good way to describe it as just like a a community service that the club is doing. So it's not really our main focus, which is amateur radio, but it's something that we're knowledgeable about and capable of doing, and we'd like to do for the community.